Folks, we just received a secret transmission from a high-level CIA operative. I can't reveal my sources. That there have been sightings of an alien spacecraft in Louisiana. That's right. And I'll tell you who's behind it. It's George Soros and the globalists. I've read the white papers, people. They want to enslave humanity and cannibalize your children. But you can join the resistance and buy super male vitality. Do it now before it's too late.
Cut. That's a wrap, Alex.
Oh, thank God. Will somebody please pour me a fucking shot? Listen, Owen Schroyer, I need you to go on a mission for me. I want you to go to Louisiana and get to the bottom of this spaceship thing. And remember, Owen Schroyer, that you are my number one guy.
Yes, sir. Hello? Do you guys have any Mountain Dew in here? Hello? Hello?
Scotty and his legendary love of Mountain Dew, dude.
Yeah, Scotty does love that Mountain Dew. Everybody knows Scotty loves that Mountain Dew.
I mean, it's just
can't
crazy
get enough
how much
of that Mountain
it, you know?
Dew.
Why do you love Mountain Dew so much, Scotty?
The smell of the dew is luring him into the bowels of that spaceship.
Yeah, he just is wafting through the air. You guys got any Mountain
Dew in here? I guess in this fucking version of me, I'm so crazy about Mountain Dew, I'm willing to enter the engineer's ship just to search for
it. Dude, you're going to get face-huggered, man.
Yeah, I'm going to get face-huggered.
And there's
so
nothing
bad
we can do for you once you're face-huggered. We got to let it plant its egg or it'll kill you.
Yeah, dude. Then the fucking xenomorph that pops out of my chest is going to kill you.
Yeah,
guys.
It's going to be a Scotty hybrid, too. So it's going to be like the angriest xenomorph that ever existed, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be good.
We're fucked. We're all fucked. It's all because you can't fucking resist
the
dew.
You don't know there's xenomorphs in there,
I'm
dude.
Sorry, guys. Fuck, dude.
Dude, there's xenomorphs in there, dude. It's the engineer ship.
Yeah, but you know what? He's throwing curveballs at us, dude. Because I didn't think this one was going to open with Alex Jones, so...
Oh, you didn't?
Know.
I saw that coming a mile away.
We don't know what he's going
to
do.
Dude, no, I'm three didn't. Scripts ahead of this dude already. I know what he's up
so
to.
So you already know where he's going.
I don't want to ruin it for everybody, but I know the whole plot.
You know the whole plot, huh?
Yep. I'm the hero, by the way.
All right.
I save humanity.
I hope you die in the next one.
No, I save humanity.
You do? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, man, that seems so antithetical to your value system, but okay. You know, everyone else is so accurate.
An like unlikely
Scotty's,
hero.
Scotty's love for Mountain Dew is, you know, so clearly
I can't wait
display.
For the xenomorph to pop out of my chest, dude.
It's going
to
be pretty
maybe
sweet.
Maybe it'll pop out of your chest with a Mountain Dew, and it'll hand it to you.
That'd be pretty
that'd
sweet.
That'd be a pretty nice xenomorph, dude. It'd be like, sorry I killed you, but here's a Mountain Dew at least.
Here's some Mountain Dew with your dying fucking breath.
It better
whatever.
Be Mountain Dew Code Red, though.
Code Red.
I like it.
Code fucking Red. So, you got to do the usual shilling bullshit, so...
We do.
Yeah, you know, first of all, Patreon. Nah, I'm not going to bring it up, but you guys know where it is.
Patreon!
Yeah, it's down there in the description.
Go to the Patreon!
Look, I'm going to tell you guys, me and Paul sat down last night, and we...
And had gay butt sex.
Well, yeah, but after that, we watched the Garbage Pail Kids movie.
Yeah.
Which
we tried to watch
sex.
That on Cinema for Cynics a while back, and YouTube wouldn't allow it. So we finally conquered the Garbage Pail Kids movie for the patrons.
I don't know if we conquered it. I think it was the other way
no,
around.
No, we conquered
but...
it. We conquered it, TJ.
Okay.
We survived. We're here today.
Yeah, we did
you know
survive
what, Paul?
It. You can give it. Gotta
you
give
stared
us that.
Into the abyss, but the abyss stared back into you.
Yes,
so,
it did.
Yeah, if you guys want to check out our review of the Garbage Pail Kids, or not review, but our commentary, that is now available for patrons. If you're not a patron, just become one, and then you can watch it.
Cool.
That's available down below. Of course, all kinds of other Patreon perks as well. And, of course, got to mention that the three of us are going to be in Los Angeles on July 21st doing our first ever DFF live show and meetup. And we want it to be an epic success. Last time I came on here, I told you guys there was 14 VIP tickets left. I just want to let you know it's down to 11 now. So,
damn.
You know?
So VIP tickets are going fast.
Yeah, they're going pretty quickly. So I think if you want to be part of the VIPs that get in early and get to hang out with us before the show even starts, then you
get a little
VIP
bit of extra
tickets.
Swag.
Now, a while back, we had something of a bet going on about squashing melons, and it's time to see how that all turned out.
See how this all...
Go smash it with a little tiny baseball bat, which is apparently what teachers are being given at the Mill Creek School District to thwart shooters.
Creek School District is arming its 500 teachers with baseball bats.
That's not a baseball bat. I don't even think you could fucking ward off a goddamn unarmed attacker with that piece of shit. I don't think you could do it.
Oh,
dude.
You could.
That is not. That's not a weapon. Shooting.
You could club somebody over the head with that fucking thing. I'm telling you. Go get one. Go get one, and I'll bust you over the head as hard as I can with it. And you tell me it's not a weapon.
You could,
but
not kill someone.
I mean, you could. You could.
Go get one, dude. I'll bust a watermelon open with it,
dude. You could kill someone with that, TJ. AR-15.
I'll get a little tiny ass baseball bat, and I'll get a fucking cantaloupe or something.
Yep.
If you can break that cantaloupe,
he could.
Oh, I would.
You can
look at that bat. You can't bust a head with it.
Dude, that would fucking hurt like a motherfucker, TJ. I guarantee you it would hurt.
Do it.
TJ, you're going to lose this bet, dude. I'm telling
How
you.
How am I going to lose this bet?
This is a terrible hill to die on, but okay.
There's no fucking way.
There's no fucking way.
Well, no, you know, TJ, the impossible is going to be made into a fucking reality before your very eyes, dude.
Look at this fucking thing. It's the width of two fingers. No. It's not even the width of two fingers.
It's like three fingers, dude.
Look at him. It's right there up against his fingers.
TJ,
and it's thick
you
as
honestly
point.
Don't think you can break a cantaloupe with that.
No.
I don't know, dude. I think you're wrong.
I don't think that...
I know he's wrong.
I don't think that I don't think Arnold Schwarzenegger could bust open a cantaloupe with that thing.
Oh,
with that
TJ, you know what? Let's up the ante. $100, dude. You feel confident?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident.
$100 then, dude. You take my bet?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to make that fucking money, dude.
Today is a day of days. Day where this man, TJ Kirk, will lose $100. On a foolish and foolhardy bet. Any last words, TJ, before I smash the melon and prove you wrong?
Can't even do it, dude.
Alright, get in position.
Hold on, I think Paul's coming.
Paul's coming. Oh, dude, I'm fucking.
Anything to say, Paul?
I mean, I already know what's gonna happen, so.
Let's just do it.
Yeah.
One last chance for what? To back out, TJ. Alright, you ready, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Uh-oh. Oh my god.
Pay my fucking money, bitch.
That looks like a
pay my fucking money, TJ. What, TJ?
You know what?
What, TJ?
You went to the store, you got the softest, wussiest.
You want him to
fucking...
do it again?
What,
we
TJ?
Got another melon.
Okay, let's do it again, TJ.
Let me feel this one, man.
Feel this, Paul.
Let me see this
melon. You know what? A human head, too, is not on a hard surface between the two things, you know? So I don't know about this. I don't know if this really counts.
What do you want us to do? Build a body out of melons?
I think that'd be more fair, you know, to put on some.
You know what? I ain't even gonna hear. If you want to do another one, Scotty, you go ahead. But that's just pathetic. I mean,
go,
that
TJ.
Was just not even in that, like, not even close. It took like four hits and it was nothing
but
mush.
Let TJ do it, dude.
Actually, look at this. One, two.
Ooh, that's a tough one. But, like every other skull, it's cracked.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think this counts. I'm saying, you know, I don't think it counts, dude. I don't think it counts, man.
I don't think it counts!
I'll pay you, but under protest.
Oh, you'll pay me, TJ?
I don't think this proves anything.
It doesn't prove anything.
A human skull is tougher than a cantaloupe, and you struggled against that one for a minute.
I hit it.
It?
Yeah.
It looked like you struggled for about 3 seconds against that one before it was a pile of nothing.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Paul.
Oh, man.
I don't know about that, dude.
Looks like I win,
dude. You were just here. You witnessed it.
You don't really know what I saw. You lose, dude.
I don't know about that.
You fucking lose, TJ. What was that all this shit you talked, dude?
What?
We're gonna put this right on the fucking channel, dude.
Go ahead.
We're so full of shit, TJ. And we just fucking two melons down.
You know, let the people...
5 seconds apiece,
let the people judge for themselves what really
happened.
Maybe
the other one was 7 seconds. I'll give you that. So you give me 30 seconds.
I give the people credit. I think they're going to see through this charade.
You give the people credit, dude. Mm-hmm. Now you're trying to just placate the audience and go, you guys are smart. The audience agreed with me and Paul, TJ. They didn't agree with you.
No, there was a huge contingent of people who saw through your bullshit.
There was 3 fucking TJ sycophants that saw through the bullshit. They wanted to back your ass because they're trolls. And they knew,
I don't think this is a fair test.
You agreed to the conditions of the test. It doesn't matter if you think it's fair or not.
I don't think I agree.
You agreed to the melon. I can't put in your hand. Both times. Both times you agreed to it, dude.
We got to go back and cut in some of TJ going like, there ain't no fucking way that bat is going to bust a goddamn melon. Ain't no fucking way.
There's no fucking way. Well, no, you know, TJ, the impossible is going to be made into a fucking reality before your very eyes, dude.
All I needed was this.
Look at it.
Look at that.
Only just a bat.
Oh.
Covered in brain matter.
This can't do anything, though, right, TJ? You could hit someone in the head with this and wouldn't do nothing.
That was a slaughter.
TJ. That's it. Yeah, that's all what else do we need? I mean, I fucking won, you lost. That's all there is to it.
I don't think so, Scott.
You don't think so? Well,
I don't think so.
Look, here's the proof, TJ.
I mean, you know, that could be interpreted in many ways, Scott.
Where the rubber meets the road, TJ.
Where
the rubber meets the road.
There's many different interpretations.
Yeah, but there's only right one. I won.
You know, I just think this whole thing's been a giant boondoggle. Scotty obviously tampering with the melons.
Stop filming this bullshit. You lost.
There's lots of problems.
Nope, you lost.
I love how TJ's excuse is that it was a boondoggle.
Excuse me, guys. Wait a minute.
You fucking lose.
Oh my God, that was sweet.
Wait a minute.
That was sweet.
That was not what happened. This is a deceptively edited video.
What are you talking about, deceptively edited?
I mean, that was very deceptively edited because Scotty, when I was there, and I remember Scotty hitting that melon 542 times before.
Dude, it was a one single edit from when he started hitting it to when it was mush, TJ.
I mean, I know it looks like that. Obviously, there was a very clever editor involved here.
This was a boondoggle.
It makes it look like one continuous shot. But
I love TJ's excuses.
In actual fact, I mean, that's not
how
it all went down.
How many excuses?
How was it
have you come up with?
How was it a boondoggle? Now, when it had how like explain to me how that was a boondoggle, TJ.
There was obviously a lot of tampering. I mean, that bat clearly. First of all, that bat is clearly larger than the one the school administrator.
No, it's not. It's the same size.
It's much thicker. You could see that. I think everyone can tell.
Much thicker.
It looks exactly the same.
Wow.
And the video was edited to make it seem like the melons broke much faster than they actually did.
TJ, graceful in defeat, as always.
I think there's a lot of problems with this video. I mean, I understand you guys wanted to win this bet really bad.
And you said
you want to have one up on TJ. So it's like, oh, let's just.
Pain under protest.
You know, anything. I guess anything to
and
make
you
yourselves
said
look
I'm
good.
Pain under
you know?
Protest because you know TJ in your heart of hearts and you're fucking in the deepest, darkest recesses of your fucking black little soul that we won and you lost.
I don't believe so.
And
Scott.
Yeah, and there's a bunch.
I don't believe
of,
so.
And you know what? You do believe it, TJ.
No, I don't think
then
I.
Why'd you pay?
You know what? Just to, you know, because I knew that you needed something in your life. You wanted to feel like you won.
That.
You feel like finally.
Just
I
like
have
how I know that
TJ.
You need in your life, TJ.
You know,
you need a bunch of bullshit bravado because you were wrong about this, and now you have to make a million excuses. It's clear that you're
I'm
wrong.
I'm willing to pretend as if
you're,
I'm wrong.
You're willing to pretend. Well, you know what? No one needs to pretend that you're wrong, TJ, because you were proven wrong on video.
I don't believe so, Scotty.
The
video speaks
for
itself.
Let's test
the
veracity
of
your
claim,
TJ.
People can decide, Scotty. And I think
produce some evidence, TJ, that the video was altered.
I think people will side with me,
Scotty. Okay, well, you think people will side with you. You're making a bunch of allegations, TJ. You're making a bunch of predictions about what other people might do.
I just think I think people are going to see
through
this.
You have totally dismissed anything of substance. To make this goddamn conjecturous, argument that doesn't go anywhere. TJ.
I just feel like there's a lot of deception going on.
This
here,
is all.
I think people see
this is a semantical argument.
You guys have done
some
here,
people may,
I'm
in
saying.
Fact, agree with my interpretation of events. That's all you've said so far.
Yeah, the people with eyeballs.
I don't know what you guys.
Yeah,
are
if you
about.
Got any blind fans out there, they might question what happened here today. But anybody with eyeballs, they're
you've
not
lost,
gonna.
TJ.
There's really nothing left to the imagination there.
Other than
chunks of melon and a broken spirit.
I mean, if you guys
want
to pretend that this video is on the level, that's fine. But
you know what, TJ? All I want to say
is
this.
I think that all reasonable people can see that some fucking giant deceptive boondoggle has taken place.
I'll just say in closing, DK is also the same guy that crashed his car because we trolled him about Gergen.
That is true. That is also true.
I'll leave you with that, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not only true that bat can break a melon.
That has nothing to do with anything. It's nothing to do with anything.
I think it speaks to your character.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Okay.
So anyway, let's take a look at this shit. This is the first story of the day here.
UK heterosexual couple wins civil partnership discrimination case.
That's right. That's right, good sir.
My question is like, what? That guy must be pretty desperate if he got civil union to her.
Either that or she's got some technique. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know how much technique she can have. I mean,
you never know, man. You might just close your eyes and be in heaven with her.
You'd have to be.
You never fucking know.
They fucking won the right to do it.
Whatever. God bless them.
You in heaven now,
or the state
boy.
Bless them, I guess. They didn't want the God blessing.
They don't want it. Well, the reason wasn't because of God. It was because of patriarchy, you know?
Oh, of course.
A British heterosexual couple who objected to the patriarchal institution of marriage have won a legal claim for discrimination because civil partnerships are available only to same-sex couples. The UK Supreme Court ruled in favor of the couple, Charles Keaton, 41, and Rebecca Steinfeld, 37, who argued the law on civil partnerships was incompatible with the European Convention on Human Rights. Announcing the decision unanimously agreed by all five justices, Lord Kerr noted that the UK government did not attempt to justify the treatment for same-sex and heterosexual couples. To the contrary, it accepts that the difference cannot be justified, he said. So,
I mean, dude, we got to be honest here. The institution of marriage, at least historically, is pretty fucking patriarchal, right?
Sure. I mean, especially...
historically.
Yeah, I mean, historically.
In the modern age, it's pretty even. But, like, you know, it's typically been, in human history, a male-dominated enterprise.
Sure.
Involved in, like, it's more like transfer of property from a woman's parents to the man. You know what I mean?
Essentially, yeah, that's all it was. I mean, like, if you go back so far as, like, Roman families, like, the head of the family, the male head of the family could kill other family members.
Cool.
Essentially.
There was, like, dowries, right? Like, they would give a dowry to the man that would marry the woman.
They should bring that back.
Well, it's like a burden, you know what I mean? It's like, now you're taking on this responsibility.
Right.
Because women can't work, they can't make any money. I mean, at least legally they could. I'm sure there's plenty of women that have still made money, you know, but...
Bunch of fucking law-breaking cunts. So, yeah, they just wanted a civil partnership instead of a marriage. I mean, I don't really know what the difference... I don't know if there's any sort of legal difference between the two or if it's just a name difference, but whatever.
I don't know what the laws in the UK are, so maybe there's some difference. Maybe there's no difference. There probably really essentially is no difference, if I had to guess, though.
Florida man! This is a kind of a hero Florida man, even though he's still doing his criminal ways.
Cool.
Florida man steals and crashes $61,000 boat belonging to dentist who shot Cecil the Lion.
Sweet.
Yeah, too bad he didn't crash it into that dude's fucking face. Crush his head between the fucking pier and the...
Man, dude, anything that's done to that dude's property is forgivable, in my opinion. I would immediately exonerate this man.
I wouldn't just exonerate him. I'd give him the keys to the city. A Marco Island, Florida resident stole and crashed a $61,000 boat belonging to Walter Palmer, the infamous dentist who shot and killed Cecil the Lion last summer.
What a cunt.
According to Naples Daily News, Andrew Derwin, a neighbor who lives near Palmer's vacation home on Marco Island, is facing grand theft charges after he stole the boat keys from Palmer's porch and then crashed the vessel at Caxambas Park Marina.
I don't feel bad for fucking Walter Palmer. Not only is he an asshole for shooting a lion, I mean, it goes even further than that. He knows, because he has all his kinds of insurance and shit on this boat, he's going to give him a nicer boat.
Oh, yeah.
So,
he'll end up with an upgrade because of this.
He's
so
gonna
fuck
get an
him.
So fuck him.
I hope
he's
people. It says this guy's being held on $10,000 bond. I hope that the people of America
put up $1,000 bucks, bail him out.
Do a GoFundMe to fucking raise this guy's bail.
We really ought to.
You know, I don't care that he's a criminal. I don't care that it wasn't he wasn't intentionally fucking with an evil prick, but he did. So, you know what?
Dude, we should do a GoFundMe for this dude's legal proceedings. Let's get him bailed out. Let's get him a decent lawyer to defend him. Fuck
know.
This Cecil the Lion killing cunt.
I don't know if we're... I mean, we'll talk about it later.
Dude, no, let's do it, TJ. Let's do it right now on this show.
I mean, okay. You know what? We'll see, Paul.
What do you mean, we'll see?
I don't have time to create a GoFundMe mid-show.
You don't have time. What do you, oh, my God,
I'm
TJ.
I'm running the fucking show, Paul. Running the fucking show.
Running this fucking show into the ground, TJ, with your run it into shitty the ground. Handling of our audio issues and video issues and every other fucking
can't
issue.
Can't even make
had.
A quick GoFundMe on the fly.
And now you can't make a GoFundMe.
You guys are pieces of shit. No wonder you had to lie about the
no,
money.
No, I'm not going
to
raise him any money, but hope he gets out.
Mears charged with using a machete to force a man to have sex with her.
She really wanted that dick, dude.
How come I don't see the R word in this?
Yeah.
Like, how come this isn't woman rapes man at machete point?
It was forced. It forces a man.
Yeah, when a woman does this to a man, she's just forcing sex on him. It's not rape.
I mean, if a man did this, I'm pretty sure the R word would be
yes.
right there. In
man
the
rapes
headline.
Woman at machete point would be the headline.
Yeah, just making sure. Samantha Ray Mears has been charged with wielding a machete in order to force a man to have sex with her.
I mean, that's one way to do it.
Court documents allege that Mears entered the residence of an ex-boyfriend while he was not home. When the man returned, Mears reportedly confronted him with a machete, ordered him to get on the bed and remove his clothes. The man told police that he felt he could not leave the room without being hurt by Mears. Mears then removed her pants, climbed on top of the man, and engaged in intercourse, according to the court documents. The man told police that Mears continued holding on to the machete during intercourse.
Okay.
The two began arguing. The victim pretended to call an acquaintance, but actually dialed 911 and was able to slowly back out of the room and escape. She also reportedly bit the victim on the arm. The officers noted a bite mark on his arm. The victim was able to provide officers with a photo of Mears on the bed wielding the machete. Prosecutors requested that bond for Mears be set at $50,000. Mears, 19 years old, has been charged with two felonies, aggravated burglary and assault with a weapon. I'm noticing a charge missing
yeah,
from that.
Yeah, seems to be one missing.
Seems to be a charge that is conspicuous in its absence there. She has also been charged with the following misdemeanors, unlawful restraint, partner/family member assault, and two counts of criminal mischief. Oh, it's just mischief. Okay.
How about rape?
So, hey,
yeah, why is
hey
this
guys,
bitch not being charged with rape
here
again?
Here is the Merriam-Webster definition of rape: unlawful sexual activity and usually sexual intercourse carried out forcibly or under threat of injury against a person's will or with a person who is beneath a certain age of or incapable of valid consent because of mental illness, mental deficiency, intoxication, unconsciousness, or deception.
Wow, that
Why
seems to cover what happened
wow.
here.
So under threat of injury, he was forced to have sex with her. This is called rape.
What the fuck? Why is this not a rape? I mean, like, is...
Because women can't rape men.
I mean, she obviously... They
women,
obviously
no, no,
can.
They can't. They
yes,
can't, TJ.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you a question, TJ.
Right.
This guy was so scared for his life. How'd that dick get hard?
Oh, shit.
See? Can't rape him. He was consensual, dude. If he didn't want it, his dick wouldn't have got hard, and she couldn't have fucked him.
Yep.
All right.
Innocent.
Innocent bitch.
Innocent of rape.
Innocent of rape, yeah.
Dave Daubenmeyer, we have got to re-stigmatize homosexuality.
We've got to re-stigmatize it. We've got to do it.
Got to do it. It's got to be done.
Here's him saying in video. You want to watch the video of it?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to check it out.
Male butt sex is not convenient.
Male butt sex.
Male butt sex
it's
is not
convenient?
Convenient?
Oh, dude. I'm calling you. This guy fucking loves to take it up the fucking ass.
Oh,
dude.
He takes
this
it up the
chute.
Oh,
fucking sure. Faggot.
You know what?
I can imagine.
I watched one of these guys' videos on my last Abandoned Hope, and I said the same thing. I mean, this
oh, look
dude,
at this guy.
Dude, this guy on the last video of his I watched, he was just literally just sitting there, like, talking about, like, he was just talking nonstop about, like, and the gays, they get together and they're sticking their big juicy dicks in each other's supple tight
oh,
buttholes.
Oh, he's on
the
hangout too. So he's hanging out with his gay buddies who are also in the closet.
Wow.
So at the end of this, they all fucking get naked and start shoving giant dildos up their asses, dude.
It's fruitless. Now, I've made
it's
this.
It's not fruitless.
Yeah, it's fruity.
I don't know how long I'm going to stay up and running because I'm doubling down. And I'll just tell you, some of you softy old...
Doubling down on the dick.
Old Christians out there, holier than thou Christians. Let me tell you something.
Male butt sex. Okay,
you're wearing a fucking Christian hat. And
this,
I mean,
fucking Chiron, dude. I can't deal with it.
Male butt sex is not convenient.
How would he know?
He knows. You know how he knows.
Why is that an arguing point? Like, hey, guys, you know another reason not to have male butt sex? Why not? It's not convenient.
Well, yeah, there's like just a flaming gay dude out there like, you know what? He's right.
It's not convenient enough.
This is just inconvenient. I want some pussy. Bullshit, dude. Inconvenience.
It's going to happen, dude.
We have got to re-stigmatize homosexuality. We have got to take the behavior and make the behavior front and center. Loving the issue. I love a lot of people I don't have sex with. I love a lot of people I don't have sex with. The homosexual men insert their penis in the rectum of another man.
Uh-huh.
Think about that.
He spends a lot of time laying on his back late at night in bed thinking about male butt sex, dude. I guarantee.
Oh god, dude, it's so evident. It's just so
I bet he starts out like disgusted by it too. He's like, ugh, the way they put their dicks up each other's fucking asses is so gross. Oh my god, the way they fucking fuck each other's poopers is so gross.
Faggots. Oh god!
That is what they do.
Again.
When you walk into Wendy's and you go to the bathroom before you get your hamburger, there's a sign that says, "All employees must wash their hands before returning to work." Why is that? Because it is dirty down there, right? So it's not Timmy and Billy.
Dude, pussy is dirty too. I hate to tell you this, bud, but pussy's dirty too.
It's not to do with you took a shit or you took a piss. It's just that there's a lot of germs and disease, and it's just trying to keep people safe and like not spreading foodborne illness.
Yeah, I mean,
plus last I could check, you could wash your dick anyway. So,
like, let me ask him this: if he goes to McDonald's and gets a quarter pounder, and the dude making his quarter pounder just finger banged a bitch, does he not care if that dude washes his hands before he makes his quarter pounder? Of course he does.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, fuck, dude.
Fuck, dude, that's what he wants to do.
That's not what it's about. It's about a diabolical, demonic activity that is eating our young children. And I'm going to be on the forefront
of
re-stigmatizing what it is that they do. And if you don't like it, go watch something else.
Okay, right, we will.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Thanks for the permission.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch something else. Bye, see ya. North Korea making rapid upgrades to nuclear reactor despite summit pledges.
Can we all agree this is fake news?
Oh my god, dude. I love it when Trump came back and talked about how much safer he made everybody before a single missile had been decommissioned.
North Korea has continued to upgrade its only known nuclear reactor used to fuel its weapons program, satellite imagery has shown, despite ongoing negotiations with the U.S. and a pledge to denuclearize. Infrastructure improvements at the Yongbyong nuclear plant. Nuclear plant are continuing at a rapid pace, according to an analysis by Monitoring Group 38 North of commercial satellite images taken on 21st of June. The cooling system for the plutonium production reactor has been modified, and at least two new non-industrial buildings have been built on the site, possibly for use by visiting officials. A new engineering office building has been completed, and construction has continued on support facilities throughout the complex, according to a blog post written by Frank V. Pabian, Joseph S. Bermudez Jr., and Jack Liu.
Look, TJ, no deal has been signed yet, TJ. Let me clear it. Look, and if you look to the left here, North Korea scraps anti-imperialism rally.
Yeah.
Okay. While because they needed more workers to upgrade their fucking nuclear program. So
even if they're doing, it's not a nuclear program, Paul, and even if it is one, it's the program is for energy, Not for weapons.
Yeah, yeah. Massive releases of energy from a bomb or a fucking warhead.
I don't think so, Paul. Look, yeah. Our president has made a great deal.
I don't believe for a second.
Our president has made a great deal, TJ.
That Kim Jong-un had his fingers crossed. You just said there was no deal. You know?
He's working on the deal.
Oh, okay.
He's working on the deal, guys.
He's the art of the deal. Got it.
The art of the deal is you don't really make a deal. You just say you're going to make a deal.
The deal is being made as we speak.
Yeah, so Kim Jong-un's full of shit. He's still doing nukes.
No one's surprise.
Every expert that I read on this said that without some sort of firm commitment from him, this was just going to happen.
Well, there's been like 8 promises like this in the past.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to denuclearize real soon.
Yep, we're doing it, guys.
Real soon, denuclearize. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You smart, President Trump. You smart.
You're such a racist,
TJ.
Oh,
shit, dude.
Anthony Kennedy retiring from Supreme Court.
This is all Trump, the way Trump, bad
Trump,
news,
Trump,
dude.
Trump, 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 Trump.
Omarosa is going to end up on the fucking Supreme Court, dude. He's going to nominate. That's why he fired her, because he wanted her to be free for the Supreme Court nomination.
How about we have a Trump affecting our political lives for the rest of our lives? Ivanka, dude.
Oh, my God, dude.
Ivanka
Roberts
for the Supreme Court.
Roberts will step down as Chief Justice Ivanka.
She is a lawyer, isn't she?
I don't know.
I don't think so. But she can be Chief Justice.
Kushner. Kushner's a lawyer.
Kushner. Put Kushner in there.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe he'll put Hillary in there, you know? Justice Anthony Kennedy, a crucial swing vote on the Supreme Court, announced Wednesday he's retiring at the end of July, giving President Donald Trump another chance to fundamentally reshape the highest court in the land. His departure could have massive effects on U.S. policy, particularly on abortion rights and gay rights nationwide. His announcement immediately raised questions about how long the court would stand by its earlier abortion ruling, including Roe v. Wade. In a statement, the Supreme Court said the 81-year-old Kennedy will step down effective July 31st. The judge called it the greatest honor and privilege to serve our nation in the federal judiciary for 43 years, 30 of those years on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, well, why don't you hang in there for another couple years?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he realizes who he wants to appoint his successor. Because
it's time for a change, Paul.
I mean, obviously, at this point, I mean, he's 81, so he is old, so it's understandable.
He wants Donald Trump to appoint his successor? Why would you ever want that?
Or, you know, I mean, I think that's probably what the writing on the wall is. They want another conservative on the Supreme Court.
Speaking to reporters Wednesday, Trump called Kennedy a great justice who has displayed tremendous vision and heart.
Tremendous.
He said a search for his successor will start immediately. The president's first nominee to the court, conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch, has already had an enormous effect on U.S. policy in narrowly decided rulings this week related to Trump's ban on travel from certain countries, abortion, and labor unions. The president said his next choice would come from a previously released list of 25 candidates, possible candidates when Trump chose a replacement for the late arch-conservative Antonin Scalia, included appeals judge Thomas Hardiman and William Pryor, among others. Replacing Kennedy with a conservative could have a massive long-term effect on the U.S. court. His decision to leave will have huge implications for the midterm elections as Democrats and Republicans battle for control of the Senate. The chamber confirms Supreme Court justices. A Supreme Court vacancy could serve to motivate voters as a young justice would have a chance to serve for decades. Democratic control of the Senate may force Trump to make a more moderate choice for the seat. Well, let's hope that happens, because I mean, like, you could end up with a situation where we're stuck with a conservative Supreme Court for like 30 years.
Dude, I kind of asked you guys this before we started today. Like, let's say this, like, Trump ends up getting taken down for this Russia collusion shit. What do they do with the Supreme Court justices that he appointed?
They wouldn't do shit.
Nothing.
Like, wouldn't there be some kind of impetus to do something? I mean, if it becomes true that he was colluding with a foreign government, shouldn't the officials that he appointed be called into question as well?
Well, they'd have to
prove probably
it.
Be called into question, but I don't think anything would actually happen.
Yeah, but they would have to prove some sort of link.
Hey, isn't he the link? If he was working with Russia, isn't anything that he touched possible fucking tainted by that?
I mean, I'm no legal scholar, so I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that nothing would happen and they would stay appointed.
I mean, if you did that, you'd have to basically nullify every appointment Trump made.
I mean, wouldn't that be the prudent thing to do? If he was stacking his cabinet and shit with fucking Russian agents?
Then how do you argue then you're saying also the Senate, because the Senate, Trump nominates them. The Senate confirms them. So I don't think they'd be removed from office more than likely. I think that's pretty unlikely, even if Trump was to be impeached.
I don't even know if there's really mechanisms to do it.
I'm just wondering. Like,
the Senate could vote to, I think, impeach them or remove them.
It's a pretty unprecedented thing if, of course, the collusion shit is true. To have a president working with a foreign nation and shit, has to call into question all these appointments, right? I mean,
it would call it into question.
I just don't know if anything would actually happen with it.
No, I agree with you. It is definitely a valid point. I'm just not sure.
But, I mean, until Trump is actually... Like, until there's some actual charges laid against Trump, I mean...
Which
is unlikely to happen.
There hasn't been yet, so...
I mean, it could happen. If the Democrats win the midterms, then we could see some shit from Trump. But, I mean, I don't know. I think politics, is for a large part, is just bullshit, so...
Woman resigns as CEO of company after backlash from calling police on girls selling water. This woman's been dubbed Permit Patty for threatening to call police on an 8-year-old black girl selling water on the street. She's now stepped down as CEO of her cannabis company. CBS Los Angeles reports the move follows a massive online backlash that resulted in her products getting dropped by marijuana sellers.
Wait a minute, dude. She's a fucking weed executive, and she was so stressed out that she bitched out a fucking 8-year-old girl selling water on the street.
She didn't just bitch her out. She called the cops on her.
Dude, she needed to roll up some of her product and smoke it.
I mean, this woman is... I don't think this woman is actually... I mean, maybe she smokes pot, but I mean, she seems to me
she doesn't act like she's trying
to make money. She's just a business interest. I don't think she
actually... Maybe she should partake in her stock.
Several Bay Area dispensaries are now refusing to sell products made by Allison Attell's company, Treatwell Health, the San Francisco Chronicle reported Tuesday. It is Ms. Attell's belief that Treatwell, its employees, and patients should not have to suffer because of a situation that occurred in an escalated moment. Company spokesman Cynthia Gonzalez is quoted as saying in the paper, at least 3 marijuana dispensaries stated publicly they would stop selling Treatwell products. I forgot to mention that we had pulled Treatwell products line as soon as we saw the video, said the manager of one San Francisco store. We do not support that type of behavior. Treatwell sells pain-easing cannabis-based tinctures in different ratios for humans and pets. I don't think you should be giving that to your dog. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
You can give CBD oil to your dog.
I don't think it's a good idea. Dogs don't need that shit.
Yeah, no, dude. It actually helps, like, with older dogs that have hip problems and shit.
Yeah, dude. Dogs have pain, TJ. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
The online... All right. So let's... you guys have seen this video, I'm assuming? No?
I've seen the video,
yeah,
yes.
I've seen the video, but yeah. Right,
we can watch it real quick.
This woman really don't want to let a little girl sell some water. She calling the police on an 8-year-old little girl. You can hide all you want. The whole world gonna see you, boo.
Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit? Yeah.
On my property.
It's not your property.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, wow, what a fucking busybody. I never would have believed that woman is the fucking CEO of a weed company.
Thank goodness this crime fighter is out there watching out for all of us.
A little girl selling water on the street? I don't fucking think so.
Oh, shit. She saw a little girl selling water. Put up the
bitch
signal.
Not on my fucking watch.
Did she cruise through neighborhoods looking for, like, illegal lemonade stands?
Light up the bitch signal.
No.
Are you kids selling lemonade?
Fat bitch.
Where's your permit from the city of San Francisco?
Yeah, so what a moron.
Total busybody.
Who cares, dude? Just a fucking waste of her time. She's a bitch.
Brian Fisher, the Democrats of today are the new Confederate Party. Wow.
Okay.
Check it out.
Look at what's going on
right
now.
I love this guy. The student used to have a way cooler set. You remember that?
Yeah. As it is, where is this going to lead? And Richard Haas says, look, I see the kind of animus, the hostility, the hate, the vitriol, in this country, you know, the reinstatement of Jim Crow laws by people on the left. I mean, they are running white.
When did that happen? Reinstatement of
Jim
Crow laws?
Yeah, I must have missed the reinstatement of Jim Crow.
I missed that news story, dude.
Oh, you remember the Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi press conference of the reinstatement of Jim Crow laws?
No, I don't. I missed that one. I guess I missed it.
Yeah, they've been reinstated.
Oh.
But for white people.
Oh.
Now, white women, I mean, it's not only racist, it's misogynistic, running white women out of restaurants and movie theaters. In fact, you could make the case.
So wait a minute. White women are being run out of movie theaters and restaurants?
Oh, yeah. I was talking about the...
when did that happen?
There's it's about the conservative woman that was accosted. I think she's like a prosecutor. I forget. She has some position.
You talking about Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
No. There's something happened in Florida. I think it's like the Attorney General of Florida. She had some position. She's a conservative in Florida, and she went to go to a movie, and people were heckling her.
Well,
and
I mean, that's not because she was a woman, though. That's because she's politically not aligned with whoever was running the theater or whatever.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. Well, I'm not sure if it was the people running the theater. I think it was just like a protest group.
So a bunch of people showed up and like, get the fuck out, bye!
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
The liberals of today are the new Confederacy. They are the new Confederate Party.
They were the old Confederate Party, too.
They're bringing back racism. They are bringing back restriction of lunch counters to people of a particular skin color. They're the new Confederate Party. They have this secessionist instinct against the federal government. Do they not?
Because conservatives have never displayed any of those attributes.
I've never
Texas will
never,
succeed.
Never heard a conservative fucking advocate for the secession of a state from the Union.
We will secede.
Nope.
The South will rise again. Oh, Trump in office? Never mind.
California wants to secede from the Union.
So does Texas and a bunch of other fucking Democrats. Southern states. So what?
A secessionist impulse in them, just like the Confederates. So you're going to hear that from me consistently from now on, that the Democrats of today are the new Confederate Party.
Thanks for letting us know what your new talking point is.
So this is going to be a talking point I'm going to be using.
You're going to hear me drilling this into the ground for the next fucking 6 weeks.
So get used to it, because I'm going to be saying this stupid shit a lot in the near future. The new Confederacy. New Confederacy. Okay.
I mean, he's taking events that have occurred and just applying such a... I mean, there's no causal link. There's no nothing to suggest that.
Well, there's no causal link that doesn't also apply to Republicans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, no. It's just like saying someone protested. I mean, that's one that's one part of what you call the so-called left. I mean, so it's not like every...
It's the radical left.
Yeah, it's not like every liberal out there has all those positions, I mean, anyways, and everything else he said was just spurious nonsense.
Joe Jackson, patriarch of the Jackson family, dead at 89.
That's crazy.
Joe Jackson...
I didn't even know Joe Jackson was still alive.
The father of late pop singer Michael Jackson. Well, he's not anymore, yeah. And the patriarch of the Jackson family has died, according to a report from TMZ. According to one of his sons, Jermaine Jackson... He had been in failing health. TMZ reported that according to an unnamed family source, he died at 3:30 a.m. Wednesday in Los Angeles. Variety reported that Michael Jackson's estate confirmed the news. We are deeply saddened by Mr. Jackson's passing and extend our heartfelt condolences to Mrs. Catherine Jackson and the family. Estate co-executors John Bronca and John McClain. Jesus.
Whoa.
John McClain, huh? Said in
Don't
a statement.
Don't fuck with that estate, dude.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. He had developed a warm relationship with Joe over the years, and we will miss him tremendously. So this guy is kind of best known for forcing all of his children to be performers,
yep,
whether they wanted to or not, and making them rehearse.
Super abusive.
Like, yeah, he was an abusive fuck. He made them rehearse like hours and hours a day.
I mean, but the end result of it was
Michael Jackson
and the
Jackson 5.
Some of the greatest music ever made. So
I mean, I guess there's something to be said for enslaving your children,
yep,
and making them.
It's kind of like
I mean, Tiger Woods' dad did that to him too.
Sure did.
That happened a lot, like Mozart. You know, that's just. Maybe to be great, you have to be enslaved by
your
parents.
You gotta have an asshole dad that fucking makes you eat shit, sleep, and breathe something, and then you'll become fucking great. Well, I mean, look, it only worked on a few of the Jackson kids. Quite a few of his kids did not end up.
I mean, the Jackson 5 was huge, right?
Sure.
So that was all the kids.
Michael Jackson.
Michael just ended up being the one, Michael and Janet.
No, he had a lot more than 5 kids.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Not all the Jacksons were in the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like the girls went on to be fucking big too.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could say what you want about him, but maybe he did ensure a future for at least some of his kids. He made one of his kids the fucking biggest
the
pop
king
star
of pop
in the history of fucking ever. So,
turned out well too.
Yeah. It ended real well.
Ended well for him. But yeah, he's dead. Puff, puff, pass. Oklahoma approves medical marijuana.
Dude, awesome.
Voters in Oklahoma have passed State Question 788, which will legalize medical marijuana, according to results from the State Election Board. Soon after polls closed, initial voting total showed favor for the measure by a consistent margin of about 10 points. Ultimately, 56.8% of voters favored the SQ 788, while 43.2% opposed. Who the fuck are these opposing pieces of shit?
The curmudgeons that are holding society back.
Well, there's even people that are opposed to these measures. They're like, well, I think it's good to, you know, refine people smoke weed. Maybe not good, but like, I just don't want it to be legal. And it's like, what? You don't want it to be legal?
I'm fine with them doing it, but sense. I want them to get in trouble with the law if they get caught.
That's mainly what I've read from like sensible people. It's just like, I don't think that if you legalize, it's going to do any good, and I don't think the kids should be able to access it. It's like they're still going
to
access
despite all of the fucking evidence to the contrary in other states that have legalized the increased tax base.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Congratulations,
Oklahoma.
Remember all the Armageddon predictions that happened before Colorado did full legalization?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's going to be fucking car wrecks in the streets, and crime was going to go up, and property crime and sex crime was going to go up. None of that happened.
Conservatives always paint this picture. Whenever there's something that's prohibited that's about to be made legal, they always... If we do this, then it's going to be the end of society. Like gay marriage, you know, like that. Like, oh, and
unless you're talking about
people
guns.
Are going to be out there marrying their horses.
That's like so funny with them on guns. Is like if we do any restriction on gun, they're like the same way. Like, oh, we can't do that because look, guns don't cause all these problems. But with weed, they're like the exact opposite. Oh, weed causes so many problems. But
yep.
This is just showing you even Oklahoma's a very conservative state. And even they're shifting to saying, hey, people...
Yeah, the dominoes are falling, gentlemen. Like, if Oklahoma can pass this, any of these more liberal left-leaning states that haven't passed it yet are going to follow suit. A lot of the South is going to follow suit. I don't know, man. Donald Trump is making rumblings about he might push to end a federal ban on marijuana, so...
I hope he does.
Yeah, that would be something that I would actually go to bat for Trump about, if he actually would make that happen. That would be huge.
West Virginia man charged after police say he threw chicken feces at the Red Hen. The Red Hen is, of course, the
restaurant
that kicked Sarah Huckabee Sanders out for her political leanings. Anyway, so this guy here...
Is he wearing an earring?
I think so, maybe. I can't tell if that's just hair or if that's an earring or whatever. This is Reginald Scott, 51, of Martinsburg, West Virginia. So a West Virginia man has been charged after police said he threw feces at the Red Hen Tuesday while others were standing outside the restaurant protesting.
Was it his own shit?
No, it was chicken feces.
It was chicken shit? Okay, cool. Well, that's not too bad.
Protesters were also seen outside the Red Hen in Lexington today holding at Corey Stewart VA signs and a real Donald Trump flag. So a bunch of loser Trump supporters... I mean, really not a bunch. It looks like just a smattering of them.
This place sucks.
Boo, Red Hen.
Hey, I'm kind of getting hungry. You guys want to go in there?
More people have started showing up at the Red Hen, and ABC reports a man was arrested for throwing chicken shit at the restaurant.
Great.
Protesters made their presence known, lining the street and corner and drawing attention to what many of them call an attack on President Donald Trump's administration. The outrage comes days after... Yeah, we already know.
Clearly was that.
So, yeah, another man held signs that says, homos are full of demons, and they repent, let God burn them.
Guys, can we please, like, Republicans, you need to kick this religious element out. Like, this homos are infested with demons is one of the signs. Oh, my God.
You know what the problem with that is, though, Paul? It's evangelicals and a lot of these Christians are a huge voting block. So if you just tell them,
I mean, even most evangelicals would probably not approve of that sign, though, because most of them have. I mean, even if they disapprove of the lifestyle, quote unquote, most of them are not going around calling gay people demons. They're just like, you know.
Here's the problem: is that like this is a public thing. So this is a spectacle. So most of them aren't going to say, "Well, do you support homosexuality?" They're going to be like, "Well, no."
Why is that even an issue, though? Why
that has nothing to do with any of this?
Like, why has he got a sign talking about homos?
But these people show up up everywhere, dude. These people show up. Like, if you go to the French
Someone's
Quarter,
paying attention to this. Let's talk about it here.
Like, go to any major city, and there's always these Christians with these bullhorns shouting shit, trying to hand shit out to you. Repent now, the homosexuals, you'll burn a lake of fire. It's like, what are you even talking about?
Both supporters and opponents of Wilkinson's decision said she had every right to dismiss Sanders. However, supporters have applauded the restaurant owner for taking a stand. Opponents who showed up to protest, though, said they don't take this kind of action towards public servants lightly. Yeah, that's what it is. They don't like it when public servants are treated this way. It has nothing to do with party allegiance or anything like that.
Because these people wouldn't have been celebrating if somebody had booted an Obama official out of a fucking restaurant 4 years ago.
No, they'd have been right there protesting just the same, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they are. Very consistent. Very principled.
The communications director for the Obama administration was booted from the Red Hen.
Good. Yeah. That's what I say.
I'm going to go eat there, Lynn.
I mean, what happened with Chick-fil-A? Remember that? Remember, like, it was like Sarah Palin. It was like a big thing. She's like, "We're eating at Chick-fil-A, don't you know?"
So, Sarah Huckabee Sanders she's having some other shit go on too, because apparently Trump is gonna grade her.
Yeah, this is a weird story.
Trump plans to grade Sarah Sanders on public appearances and views her as weak. Report. President Donald Trump reportedly told his White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, that he is going to grade her appearances in public and hasn't thought as highly of her for months. Apart from his plan to grade Sanders' performance in public, Trump has routinely asked individuals in private what their impression is of the press secretary. People close to the president told the New York Times in a report published Monday, Trump has considered Sanders weak since she remained seated at the head table during the White House Correspondents' Dinner in late April when a comedian criticized her instead of walking out of the room.
Okay, this is just
so retarded. Trump thinks she's weak because she can take a joke.
Yeah, that's a sure sign of weakness.
So he thinks that the strong thing to do is to run away from the room and be like, someone made fun of me.
This position,
dude. Trump's value system is totally wonky and backwards.
He had fucking Sean Spicer, who was so ridiculed, just ridiculed beyond belief, just basically ridiculed out of the job. Like, it was like he couldn't do it anymore because no one took him fucking seriously.
Yep.
And he gets her in there, and I mean, whether you think she's good or not, she's doing better than him. And it's a really fucking tough job. I will say that. Like, whether you agree with her or not, or whether she's a piece of shit or not.
It's got to be one of the hardest political jobs in the country.
You have to go fucking basically almost daily defend the shit Donald Trump is doing, which is pretty much impossible. So, I don't envy this bitch at all.
I mean, but it's just like Donald Trump. Who would argue that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is not one of his closest supporters? One of the people that's a true believer, that's willing to go to bat for him. And even that person, who he daily sends out in front of the nation to make an ass of herself with his constantly shifting narrative, He shits on her. Like, you cannot suck his dick hard enough.
No.
You can't be a big enough sycophant to Donald Trump. There's no way.
Well, don't you know that about Trump? I mean, that's one thing about someone like Trump. It doesn't matter what the fuck you do. There's no way he's ever going to be 100% pleased with you. Like, you're a sycophant. It's like, oh, well, he'll say whatever. Trump is not a person that's going to be pleased. And if you look how chaotic his thinking is and how he just shifts positions just instantly, and that's why, because suddenly you're not with him. It's like, the only way to really be a true Trump sycophant is to change your mind constantly.
The thing that really, I mean, like, it just blows my mind that he's such a fucking backwards-ass pussy that he thinks the tough, respectable thing to do when someone tells a joke at your expense is to stand up and leave the room. Like, no, you're not gonna do. That's the respectable thing. Sitting there and taking it. You look weak now. You look weak because you let someone tell a joke about you. What a fucking lunatic. I mean, he's just so backwards. I can't believe this fucker is the leader of our fucking country. The quote-unquote leader of the fucking free world. What a piece of shit. The use of rap music is not allowed in preaching. Catholic Church suspends rapping priest. Which is weird because they don't suspend the raping priest.
Yeah.
You know.
Seriously, dude. Like, how can you be this fucking backwards? So a priest that systematically rapes the children in his parish just gets moved to another job, but a priest that had the audacity to rap gets fired.
Yeah. A priest has been suspended by the Catholic Church in Kenya for rapping his sermons.
Oh my God.
On a typical Sunday at St. Monica Catholic Church in southwest Kenya, Father Agallo would be draped in his usual church vestments for morning mass. Later in the day, he would change into shorts, a long t-shirt, and tie a red bandana around his head, spitting hip-hop rhymes into his mic as he entered his congregation. Now, in all fairness to the Catholic Church, that shit had to be pretty cringy. Because I've never really... I mean, any attempt by Christians to be like, you know, we're cool now, that's always lame. So maybe the Catholic Church is just like...
I mean, if you know what, dude? He was getting the asses in the seats. He was doing what the fucking goddamn church wanted, which was getting people to believe their bullshit.
Probably trying to engage with young people who were deserting the church.
Well, you know, a lot of Catholic priests try to engage with young people, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Oh, dude, they have a video here, it looks like.
All right. Do I really want to hear this fucker?
I do.
Dude, yeah, fuck yeah.
I want to hear the rapping priest.
The rapping priest, everybody.
At St. Monica Catholic Church, Rapogi Parish, Migori County, is an interesting man, Father Paul Agallo. He's preaching to his congregation.
Okay, so that's a pretty normal fucking event here.
The peace in our families. Residents attentively following the mass as the priest tackles issues of food security, environment, and drug abuse among the youth.
In my reflection, I said I am to blame. Because as a young priest, I'm entrusted with duty and responsibility to mold these young people into responsible citizens. So
wow.
That's where
this dude sounds like a guy you definitely want to get rid of.
This guy's a monster, dude.
Definitely want to dump this dude trying to fucking engage with young people and get them involved in their community and shit, man. What an anti-Catholic principle.
Yeah, what a piece of shit.
Yeah, see,
dude,
if you can skip ahead and see if we can hear some of the... Oh, there he is.
But immediately the announcements are over, Agallo takes over, entertaining his congregation with rap music. Everyone here...
It looks like he's just doing something that these people are going to do, which is they want to sing and dance.
Yeah,
that's
The Catholic Church just took one look at this, like, fun Catholic mass? I don't fucking think so.
Wow.
Hell no.
Not holy enough.
Hell no. This is what the archdiocese, or no, Bishop Philip Agnolo said. Yes, the church has taken disciplinary measure against Father Agallo. The use of rap music is not allowed in preaching. The priest has been given 1 year to break a 1 year break to look into his ways before coming back to the church. All right, so just leave the Catholic Church and go fucking independent, dude.
Yeah, why don't you just become a Protestant and keep
doing
you're
your
a rap.
Protestant now. Fuck the Catholic Church.
Yeah, there's a reason why Protestantism happened.
Father Agallo is free to worship in the church but cannot lead prayers in his previous capacity as priest. Whatever. Fuck
stupid.
That.
Stupid.
He obviously has a bunch of people eaten out of the palm of his hand, and he seems like he's actually delivering a pretty reason. I mean, I don't know. He could have a dark side.
Why doesn't he become a Lutheran? They give communion and shit, too, still.
Yeah, that's true.
He's apparently a popular priest who regularly appeared on local TV, did radio interviews.
It's silly, dude.
Was seen as the face of the church in his country. I mean, this is just dumb on the Catholic Church's part. This guy seems like he was doing him a fucking favor.
Yeah, it seems like he was doing a nice thing for his community, bringing people together, giving them something to do other than fucking crime and poverty. And they suspended him for it. Finger on the pulse, Catholic Church.
Why organized religion sucks, especially the Catholic Church.
Turn a blind eye to the sex abuse.
Blown to shreds. Kim Jong-un has top army officer blasted with 90 bullets for giving his troops
90?
Extra rations of food and fuel.
Sounds reasonable.
Kim Jong-un had a top army officer riddled with 90 bullets for giving his troops extra rations of food.
You know why they do
shit
like this, though?
The high rank, what?
You know why they just do this? I'm like, shoot him 90 times. I mean, obviously, a couple times in the head kills somebody, right?
Right.
It's just because
one in the head will kill somebody.
Look at this fat fuck, dude. If you were this fat fuck, TJ, you know what you would say? Someone pissed you off. Like, let's say I was your court jester or whatever, and like you got sick of me. You're like, you know what? Shoot Scotty 90 times.
I mean,
someone will do it.
It's a show of force.
That's
you
all
know?
It is. It's so fucking extreme. It's like there's going to be nothing left of you. Because when you shoot somebody 90 times, what's even left of that body?
Just a chunk of meat.
The high-ranking official was publicly executed by 9 military death row convicts who made up the firing squad. Lieutenant General Hyun Joo-song was put to death after being found guilty of charges of abusing authority, profiting the enemy, and engaging in anti-party acts. He was shot at the firing range of the Kang Khan Military Academy located in the Sunan district of the capital of Pyongyang. Online newspaper NK Daily said his crime had been to redistribute extra supplies to his men at a satellite launching station in April. The high-ranking officer told soldiers to send out the food and fuel as they were no longer tightening their belts to pursue Kim's weapon program. Kim's like, actually, you are, bitch. 90 bullets for you.
Yeah, definitely a dude we want to be fucking... Do we love our strong men here in America?
Yeah, this is a guy that Trump praises regularly, you know? He's great. He's nice. I like him. He's a good man. No, he's a piece of shit that will shoot you 90 times in the fucking
face.
He's
a despotic dictator that'll just kill anyone that even slightly crosses him.
Responsible for just, like, untold murders of his people.
Yeah. Oh, he gave his troops some extra rations of food and fuel.
Kill him.
Kill him.
Kill him. So, yeah, North Korea
seems like a reasonable fucking dude.
They're really turning that corner. Japanese Princess Ayako to marry commoner, renounce royal status. It sounds like a fucking Disney movie.
Yeah.
Japan's Princess Ayako, the youngest daughter of Emperor Akihito's late cousin Prince Takamoto and Princess Hisako, will marry a businessman in October, the Imperial Household Agency announced on Tuesday. Princess Ayako's future husband is Kei Moriya, 32, a worker at Nippon Yusen KK shipping firm. The couple met last December, said the agency. Man, she's really rushing into that shit.
Damn.
A Kyoto News report said Princess Hisako, who was known Moriya's father for 40 years, had introduced Moriya to Princess Ayako in the hopes of cultivating her daughter's interest in international welfare activities. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of interesting, renouncing the royal status and all that.
It's very Disney.
That dude must have the magic dick, dude, to lure a princess away from
the
royal status.
He's got all of Japan, 4 inches, dude.
I mean, I think this is really honestly more of a ceremonial thing at this point, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know the royal. I mean, it's like
I bet it entitles you to some money and some status and society and shit.
It does.
Like many countries,
you don't think that dude has that shit anyway? She's marrying him.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sure he's already loaded, dude. Let's be honest.
You know, so you know, like most countries that still maintain any sort of royal family, it's more of a symbolic thing.
Ceremonial, yeah. That's a symbol.
It's like out of tradition.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, snap. Reload.
Oh, snap.
Russia says Canada weed legalization is a breach of international legal obligations.
Yeah, because Russia's always been so concerned about that.
Yeah, you know, Russia.
Murdering journalists.
They're law-abiding, dude. Russia has come out strongly against Canada's decision to legalize recreation. Why don't you worry about your own shit, Russia? Why are you always meddling in everyone else's bullshit, you assholes?
Yeah, isn't Russia the land where crocodile was invented? Like, handle your own goddamn drug problems.
Calling the move a breach of its international legal obligations, the Russian Foreign Ministry said that a number of international conventions to which Canada is signatory require privy nations to restrict the use of cannabis and other drugs to only medical and scientific purposes.
Whoa.
Hold on, stupid video is playing. Last week, Canada became the second nation in the world and the first member of a wealthy G7 to pass legislation to legalize recreational marijuana. The U.S. neighbor plans to implement the new regulations on October 17th. Uruguay was the first nation to legalize. So I guess Russia's got some kind of, like, what the fuck does Russia give a shit if the citizens of Canada are smoking weed? That has nothing to do with them. Putin needs to fucking...
More weed's going to make its way from Canada to Russia.
Well, I hope it does.
It should. They need
it. Dude, that's not what they're worried about. They're worried that people in Canada are going to start smoking weed and get woke on the Russia question, dude.
They're going to be like, whoa,
yep,
Russia.
Yep, weed is going to broaden their minds, and they're going to see the interconnected nature of all the spy bullshit that fucking Russia's been up to, man. Weed is the key to perception's door.
You know what's crazy when you think about this, too? I just thought about this. because Canada's done this now. So on October 17th, you'll be able to go from technically from Alaska to Mexico, and it's all if you took a route through California and Oregon and Washington and British Columbia.
It's all legal all weed.
Legal weed, dude.
Dude, we could do a legal weed tour.
Hell yeah, sounds good to me. Start in Alaska, go down to Mexico.
Yep.
Or at least the
cruise Mexico through border. Canada, smoke some Canadian bud, then head up to Oregon, Washington, or Washington, Oregon, fucking Colorado, California, swing through Colorado, snag some weed there.
The fucking green wave is growing, guys.
Oh, dude, it's
the
over
green,
now.
Fuck the red wave and the blue wave. It's all the about green the green wave. Wave, bitch.
It's over.
Rick Wiles. Oh, I love Rick Wiles so much. God is using a brown invasion to push white people out of America as judgment for abortion.
Oh, shit, dude.
A brown invasion?
Yeah, it's great.
A brown
Our
invasion.
Soil is soaked in baby blood.
This shit again? Dude, me and Paul watched this guy the other day. I forget what we were doing.
On Abandoned Hope.
Yeah, it was on Abandoned Hope.
Soaked
and,
in baby blood.
He was saying that, like, all the dead babies from abortions are all in the sewer, and it's all in the drinking water and
yeah.
shit. You're drinking dead babies!
Cool.
I'm like, what?
What if you have well water, though?
I don't know. He's fucking nuts. It
doesn't really work that way.
Dude, he's, like, the biggest nutcase I've ever
seen.
What
if you drink Fiji water? Is there Fiji?
Oh, there's all kinds. There's Fiji fetuses,
those,
dude.
On those untapped aquifers? Yeah.
4,000 babies killed every day. Their guts, their intestines, their brains, their blood flushed down the toilet in the baby butcher shops.
I'm pretty sure
they don't fucking they don't flush the baby parts
they don't
down
smash,
the toilet.
They don't like blend the fetus and just dump it in a toilet like brr, all right.
Yeah, they're once again Rick Wiles, they're disposed of as hazardous medical waste. It's a biohazard.
Give up the stem cells to people and shit, dude.
Yeah, well, they're not. The point is that they're not flushing them down the toilet. Even if they were, they're going through.
Well, I mean, Rick Wiles is totally and utterly full of shit, so.
Yeah.
Goes into the sewer system, carried in the sewer pipes under the city streets, into the sewage system. Our country's soaked in blood.
Yes.
And the soil is crying out for justice.
Yes.
So I've been warning for 20 years, if we don't repent, there'll be another people brought in that will push us off the land. And I've thought all these years, Chinese, Russians, who's capable of invading us?
Who could it be?
It just hit me.
Right.
It just hit me in the past week. We've already been invaded.
Right. We're already being
pushed off the land.
Yes.
It's already happened.
By godless heathens.
The judgment has been underway for years, and we didn't see it.
This is the judgment of God.
God's
right?
bringing another people into America and pushing the white
God,
Europeans
these con artists.
Off the land. I know.
Oh, they're such con
okay,
artists,
so.
What a bunch of old,
the
scared
reason
white
for
people
all,
want to hear.
The reason for all the immigration to America of these brown people is that's God sending them to push the white people off the land to punish us for
TJ,
abortion.
Do you know what the religious beliefs of the majority of those people coming from those countries are?
I wonder if they're Christians.
They're Christians.
God's like, the white race has failed me, so Americans for Americans now.
A plague of Negroes upon your house.
Upset with me, but it's the truth.
Yes. It makes perfect sense. I mean, it fits the biblical pattern.
No, it doesn't.
And so we have a brown invasion that has come in.
Yes, and they're not killing their kids. Think about this.
They're not murdering.
Wait a minute. Isn't this a brown dude?
What are you?
And they're not killing their kids.
What are you doing there?
What are you doing here, dude? I really cut to that guy. It's like, go look in a mirror. Look who you're hanging out with.
Oh my
he's
God.
He's saying there's a problem with you, dude. Come on.
No, he's not. He's saying that God likes them better now. So.
Dude, did he get that guy on just so he could talk this stupid shit and have
Probably.
It legitimized by having an actual brown person there
of
to
course.
Agree with it?
That's how they do it.
This is the
Why
land.
Didn't they get Jesse Lee Peterson?
Well, he's the wrong shade of brown, dude. He's not talking about the blacks. He's talking about the Mexicans.
Oh.
Vomiting the people out. So all these years have been waiting on the Chinese to come and do it and not realizing God's doing it with Central Americans.
Wow.
Well, that was just as crazy.
So God passed the anti-drug laws and the economic fucking exploitation laws that cause fucking Mexicans to come here?
No, yes. Paul, it's not that sophisticated. God just, none of that stuff even has anything to do with it. God just points at the Mexican people. He's like, go to America. You are my new chosen people. And they're like, oh, cool.
If God allowed it, you know what? It's God's will.
No abortions. No abortions.
It's God's will, TJ, with respect.
The Netherlands just passed a law banning face veils in public buildings. The new law criminalizes Muslim women from wearing full face veils in common public spaces like schools and hospitals. Muslim women in the Netherlands will be banned from wearing face covering veils in common public spaces like schools, hospitals, or on public transportation, the Dutch government has decided. On Tuesday, the Dutch upper house of parliament officially criminalized the act of wearing the burqa, which covers the entire face and body, and the niqab, which covers the face. It's a move that will mainly affect Muslim women living in the country, though the ban does not apply to the hijab. Any person who violates the ban, which includes wearing ski masks and full-face helmets, will be subject to a fine of 405 euros, or about $472. Far-right Dutch politician Geert Wilders advocated strongly for the new law, and Dutch Senator Marjolein Faber, called Tuesday a historic day because this is the first step to de-Islamize the Netherlands. But others had more critical comments. It's completely disproportionate and only affects, and the only effect will be that many of these women will stay at home even more.
I mean, this just seems like a bass-ackwards fucking way to go about this. Because, like, the women that are wearing this shit, most of them are forced to wear that shit under threat of violence. So it's like, why are you punishing them? Why level a fine at the women? Why not outlaw the practice in general? Like, I just don't like disproportionate measures when it comes to making inroads into kicking religion out of your fucking country. If you're going to fucking outlaw it, just outlaw it. Close down the mosques.
So you're just saying go all the way and be like, fuck it.
Yeah, we'll close down the churches,
Islam,
too.
No religion. Religion's banned.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
just deal with all the religions, dude. I agree with you.
Like, quit with this disproportionate nonsense. Ban this, ban that. Fuck that. Just admit that religion is the cancer rotting your society and ban it. Let people pray in their fucking closets like it says in the goddamn Bible.
I don't know if it says that in the Quran, though. In fact, I'm whatever. Sure it doesn't.
They share some cross-pollination.
Everyone keep your religion to your fucking self.
Yeah.
That's the new law.
Pretty much. What's wrong with that?
Want to believe this stupid shit? Yeah, kneel by your fucking bed. Talk to your kids about it at home. Open up the Bible. Have church service every Sunday morning after breakfast. I don't give a fuck what you do. Just keep it out of my streets.
31% think U.S. civil war likely soon.
Based on what?
Most voters fear that political violence is coming from opponents of the president's policies, just as they did in the second year of Barack Obama's presidency, and nearly one in three think a civil war is next.
So this is just that. It's probably like just goes back and forth from one foot to the next. So when there's a strong liberal president, the Republicans are all like, man, there's a civil war coming, man. Then when there's a fucking Republican president, the Democrats are like, man, we're going to be a civil war.
31% of likely U.S. voters say it's likely that the United States will experience a second civil war sometime in the next 5 years, with 11% who say it's very likely. A new Rasmussen report reports national telephone and online survey finds that 59% consider a second civil war unlikely, but that includes only 29% who say it's not at all likely. Democrats, 37%, are more fearful than Republicans, 32%, that voters not affiliated with either major party, 26%, that a second civil war is at hand.
So let me ask you a question, TJ.
Yes.
If the conservatives and liberals fight, who do you want to win? Let's say it does happen.
I just hope they all kill each other.
But let's say you have to. Who would you?
I mean, I
what
guess
side's
I,
gonna win.
I guess.
Let's be honest.
I mean, what side is gonna win?
What side's gonna win?
I mean, in a civil war, I mean, you gotta believe. You gotta give an edge to the conservatives because they got all the guns.
That's what I would think.
But
too.
You know, then again, but the liberals have the you know the black vote. You know, so maybe the black people are gonna fucking come out with their guns.
Well, there's a lot more intellectual liberals, though. So maybe if they can outthink them, even if they have superior like military strength, they'll outthink them.
Yeah, strategy.
Strategize. And
well,
win.
I mean, like, a lot of military minds are not really prone towards liberalism, so, you know, I don't know about that.
That's just untrue, TJ. There have been plenty of people that have identified as liberal.
You know, I mean, I was watching the PBS Vietnam Ken Burns thing yesterday, and I was kind of watching the war tactics of Ho Chi Minh and the fucking communists and shit, and the guerrilla warfare strategies that they developed to fight a superior force.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. Those guys were obviously, they were beyond liberal. They were fucking commies, so.
They managed to fight us to a stalemate, so.
Yeah, and not only us, but the French for years, yep. And, you know, all kinds of different imperialists.
Any land that a foreign force needs to occupy will always be up against the fact that unless they kill everyone that's hostile to them, there's always a next generation to fight them.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think a civil war is likely, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't really feel those rumblings.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe my finger's not on the pulse that these people are feeling. I don't know. I wonder what geographic regions the people who think it's likely are saying. I mean, I'm wondering if maybe it's certain places that people are they think it's likely, or I don't know. I just want to know what the logic is for these people. That's the thing that's missing from this.
I've read kind of sociological and political theories that's like every 50 years or so there's some huge events occur. So I mean, it's definitely possible that we'll have some more calamity in this country. I mean, I think we've already seen
that. I think Trump is that 50-year event.
Well, I just mean the fact that we're now having a lot of, like, you know, mass shootings, we're having protests where people are being killed or dying, you know, so that's becoming more commonplace. I mean, it's definitely possible that we could have greater civil unrest.
I just don't know greater civil unrest, sure, but, like, I just don't view it as, like, what's going to be the issue for the civil war, you know, like, what's going to be the thing that divides, like, okay, we want this, let's fight.
It's going to be a fucking SJW war, dude. It's going to be like, you're not going to gender me right. I'm going to fucking blow up your goddamn fucking your church or something, dude. All
right. I mean, I don't know. At least we'll be living in a more interesting country at that point. Final story of the day. 28-year-old Democratic socialist just ousted a powerful 10-term congressman in New York.
Cool.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Ocasio? How would you say that, Paul?
Ocasio.
Ocasio.
Okay.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a 28-year-old Latina running her first campaign, ousted 10-term incumbent Rep. Joe Crowley in New York's 14th congressional district on Tuesday, CNN projects, in the most shocking upset of a rollicking political season. An activist and a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, Ocasio-Cortez won over voters in the minority-majority district with a ruthlessly efficient grassroots bid, even as Crowley, the fourth-ranking Democrat in the House, outraised her by a 10-to-1 margin. This was the first time in 14 years a member of his own party has attempted to unseat Crowley. Well, she didn't attempt it. She fucking did it. Who chairs the Queens County Democrats. His defeat marks a potential sea change in the broader sphere of liberal politics, a result with implications for Democrats nationwide that would recall, as optimistic progressives routinely noted during the campaign, former GOP Majority Leader Eric Cantor's loss to the insurgent Tea Party-backed Dave Brat, or probably Brat, in June 2014.
I mean, this really is not super surprising. I mean, the Democratic Party has definitely had a shift where they definitely want more minority people to be in the – they're basically the party.
I mean, it's pretty crazy that she was able to beat someone who out-fundraised
her 10-to-1. Yeah, but if you look at cities like San Francisco, a lot of cities are electing what you would say POCs. So it's I think that's a big part of it too. And not only that, there's also a huge movement in the Democratic Party away from corporate money and you know, these interest groups. So – I think it's like a double whammy.
That, to me, could only be a good thing.
Fuck, I mean, it's a double whammy.
Fuck,
I mean,
corporate money.
I don't know what any of her political positions are, but you know what? This guy's been here
probably,
long enough.
Well, she's probably a, venture a guess based
she's a
on
Dem
the fact
socialist.
That she's a Democratic
yeah.
socialist.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time,
she
I think
probably supports Medicare
I think
for
it's
all
fucking,
or something
I think
similar.
It's good that, we don't. You know what? A 10-term congressman does need to be challenged, and it's congratulations to her for winning and fucking unseating this guy. Who
so
was
he,
clearly,
was, he was basically the fifth most powerful Democrat
we've been there for
in
20
the
years.
Congress. You know,
20 fucking years. I mean, most of her life he'd been the person representing that district.
Yep. Yeah. So, cool. Good on her.
Yep.
All right. So that concludes our show for the day. Be sure to become a patron. Check out our commentary on Garbage Pail Kids, all that stuff.
I don't know why you'd want to, because that's a terrible movie.
Oh, you have no clue.
You just want to watch. I mean, don't even look at the movie. Just look at me and Paul as we break.
As much as TJ and Paul like to talk, I mean, TJ and Paul admitted to me, they're like,
but we got defeated. Towards the end of that movie, we had nothing to say. We were just like,
this movie actually, wasn't it pulled from theaters? Like after like a week or something?
I don't
know.
It should have been pulled.
It should never have been put in theaters.
I believe it was pulled like really quick.
It should never have even existed in reality.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It is garbage. Go watch it if you're a patron.
So yeah, if you're not a patron, become a patron and you can watch it. We got all kinds of cool stuff for our patrons. And you know, you can read all about it on our Patreon page. And once again, check us out. First live show at the Mint in Los Angeles, July 21st. Check that shit out. All the relevant links are down below. Also, all our social media and stuff like that. It's right there in Paul's crotch. Check it out. See you motherfuckers later. Thanks for watching.